And as we move into the world of inspiration, we have to understand what that means. And Patanjali had a wonderful observation. I wrote about it in Wisdom of the Ages. He said, when you are inspired, that is, in spirit, and remember, it is in the world of spirit, it is in the world of thoughts where we change, where we go to the place where we create anything we want for ourselves in our lives. So that remembering here, the theme is that you can't solve any problem that you might have in your life with the same mind that created it. So you're moving into a place now called spirit. That which is seen hath not come from that which doth appear. We're moving into the world of the invisible now. When you are inspired, and think about the moments in your life when you've had the most inspiration, inspirado. You lose any touch of fatigue. I have gone and been inspired at moments in my life when I have written for almost 24 straight hours without stopping, without eating, without thinking about sleep. I just got into one of those modes, you know, what we call a zone sometimes, where everything just flowed. When you are in that place, you transcend everything. And you don't think about, you don't worry about whether people are going to call you or not call you. You don't worry about your children. You don't worry about being sick. You don't think about the cold that you might have. You don't think about being tired and how much sleep you'll need. When you're inspired, you're in spirit. When you're in spirit, you're connected to your source. And now what you're doing is you're moving out of the mindset of inform or information, which is where all problems occur in the world of the physical, and you're shifting into the world of spirit, so that when you move into that, here's how Patanjali put it. When you are inspired by some great purpose, some extraordinary project, all of your thoughts break their bonds. Your mind transcends limitations. Your consciousness expands in every direction, and you find yourself in a new and a great and a wonderful world. And then he said something that I really love and is relevant to what we're speaking about here. He said, dormant forces, that is, forces that you thought were dead, dormant forces that weren't accessible to you, dormant forces, faculties and talents come alive, and you discover yourself to be a greater person by far than you ever dreamed yourself to be. And all of that is about something called inspiration, moving into spirit, where there are no problems. You see, there are no problems. There's no death in spirit. As Jung said, the telling question of your life is your relationship to the infinite. And infinity, or that which is never dies, is a part of the word spiritual, as I define it, in a spiritual solution to every problem. So the infinite becomes your the place where you live, your playground, if you will. And when you are in that infinite place, that place in which it is impossible for problems to occur, you are now looking at problem resolution or struggle resolution with a totally different mindset altogether. What you're looking at is how can I turn this thing over to something to which I'm always connected, which is greater than I am, but is always connected to me. How can I do that? Some call it turning it over to God. But it's almost as if you say to yourself, I don't know how to handle this. I don't know what I can do with this. I know somehow how I'm experiencing it is very painful for me.